Hey, we're back on Downtown Thursday afternoon. Rich Kimble, Bruce Pratt, Carrie Haskell. Our next guest on Downtown will be inducted with her bandmates into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this weekend. The Go-Go's being inducted. She's also got a brand new book out, looking back at the glory years of the band. The book is called Made in Hollywood, All Access with the Go-Go's. We're so happy to welcome Gina Schock back to the program. Carrie had a chance to talk with her earlier today.
Gina, congratulations on both the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction this weekend and the release of your new book. Thanks for taking the time to come back to Downtown and talk about those huge events with us.
Wow, it's a double whammy for me. I'm just, I'm very excited and in a grateful mood right now, I got to tell you.
Well, the book is wonderful. Not only tons of beautiful images, but some great story about the band's journey. How important was it for you to balance those two elements in a book?
Well, you know what? Initially, I wasn't the least bit interested in writing anything. I just wanted to. I had so many photographs, you know, that I collected over our over 40-year career, and I was like, oh, my God, I've been wanting for decades to get them, put them in a book, get them, show them to our fans, you know, because they're collecting dust in my house under the bed, in the closets, in drawers, everywhere. So I was so happy to get them all together and be able to show them to everyone, you know. And then as I was putting it together, I was thinking, I was approached about writing something, and I was like, I don't know if I'm a writer. I don't know if I can do that, but. As it started coming together further and further along, it started to get easy to start to write stories because looking at those photographs, you remember everything.
Mm. So
you know, when you look at a photograph or you hear a song, it all comes back.
Absolutely. What was sort of the trigger that made this the time to create the book?
I found the right person to help me organize it. I mean, I've been waiting for, I'm telling you, literally for like a couple decades to find somebody that was interested in doing it, that knew how to do it, you know, could help me organize all this. And I finally found this fellow to help me do it and wrote a book proposal, got the deal, and started off on my journey a year and a half ago.
Now, most of the images, a lot of them in the book, are ones that you shot. Was photography something that just came naturally to you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I love photography. I have a lot. I buy a lot of photographs.
Mm.
You know, I go to galleries and buy a lot of stuff. And so I've always been a very visual person, and it really appeals to me. And so, you know, it only made sense that I would continue, you know, taking photos because I started taking them with my little Instamatic camera driving across the country in 78. And when I would go to rock concerts in Baltimore, I had my Instamatic taking pictures of all the bands that I would go see.
Now, along with the photos, there's a good amount of memorabilia featured in the book. Is that something, too, that you've always sort of been a collector of stuff?
You know what? I'm the biggest fan in the world. I collect it all. I love it all because it means something to me. Every bit of all those buttons, those posters, everything, it all means something to me. You know, I look at it and I can remember everything that was going on. And, you know, I've had such a wonderful career, and it's still going, which is the unbelievable part of it. Over 40 years later, a little punk band in L.A., and here we are. We've had a show on Broadway. We've had this wonderful documentary come out, and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I've got a book coming out. My book is out. I mean, it's all been just great.
We're talking with Gina Schock, soon-to-be Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee here on Downtown, about her new book, Made in Hollywood, All Access with the Go-Go's. It was released earlier this week, as you just mentioned, and geez, doing incredibly well. Now, I mentioned I was going to be talking with you today on my social medias last night, and multiple friends weighed in with questions for you. One of those questions was there a role model or role models that sort of got you into playing the drums?
Was Charlie Watts and John Bonham. Those were the two I idolized.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, I did get to meet Charlie Watts when we opened for the Stones, which, of course, was the thrill of a lifetime, and I'll never forget. I loved his playing. He was solid. He was like a rock. He was the glue that kept that band together. He was powering that band every step of the way. His parts were simple and extremely effective. He played only what was necessary to elevate those songs. Incredible. Yeah, he was an idol. And John Bonham, same thing. He played exactly what was needed for Zeppelin, you know. His power fills and his foot so fast. You know, the incredible triplets, boom. They were both incredible, both of them. Completely different, and I love them both for their styles. They're completely different styles.
Now, sort of flipping that question a little bit, do you hear from people that talk about your drumming with the Go-Go's being their reason for taking up the drums?
Yeah, it's happening, and it's very humbling. You know, it's like, wow. I think ultimately the biggest gift that you can give, no matter what it is you do, is if you can inspire someone else to do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and fortunately that is happening, and people do write me, and I see it all the time, and it's like, wow, people are paying attention to what I'm doing. I'm just this kid from Baltimore, but I guess I've left my mark. That's pretty nice. It's a good feeling.
Yeah, you have left a mark. Now, another question that popped up from that discussion last night, what was the experience like for you and for the band and making those videos that just sort of blew up in the early 80s?
Oh, making the videos?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a pain in the ass. You're talking about 12, 14-hour days. Oh, my God. I mean, but the end result was well worth it. But Jesus, that they really were tough. You get in the studio 8 in the morning, start with makeup, and you wouldn't get out of there till after 12 at night. But like I said, the end result was well worth it. We have some really funny videos. We try to inject humor into all of our videos.
Now, before the Go-Go's broke nationally, the band was just very successful in the LA music scene. What were those years like? The before you sort of hit nationally for you and the rest of the band?
It was a really happening, a very vibrant punk scene in LA at the time.
Mm.
So, you know, and we all had each other's back. It was a group of people that all hung around. We went to see each other's bands. You know, there were so many clubs you could go to. You could go to a couple of shows a night. As a matter of fact, what's really funny is, you know, talking about the punk scene, I was just went down to get a cup of coffee, and I ran into Pat Smear, who's into the Foo Fighters, who was in the Germ, okay? One of the premier punk bands from L.A.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, that's so funny, just running into Pat. it was an incredible scene there. And, you know, I'm so lucky that I arrived when I did, because it was happening.
Well, the book is Made in Hollywood, All Access with the Go-Go's, and you can keep up with everything that Gina's got going on at her website, ginashock.com. Gina, hope you have a great time at the Hall of Fame ceremony this weekend, and wishing you just great success with the book. Thanks once again for chatting with us today.
Thank you. I'm pretty nervous, but I think it'll go okay, right?
Oh, I don't have a doubt.
Oh, my God. Thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate it.